at what's hurting the CIA and the FBI are charges that these agencies have acted outside the law and that they have turned their surveillance inward upon the American people. Now, the best service we can render is to get the facts and clear the air.
We'll put aside some questions on the committee procedures and the hearings for a few moments because we have some questioners who, noting that you are an authority in a number of other areas, have asked some questions in them. On the Mideast for a moment. What legislative and or diplomatic remedies would you suggest to deal with the Arab boycott of companies doing business with Israel?
I rather doubt that there is any legislative remedy for this problem. Yesterday, I released to the press the Saudi Arabian blacklist of some 1,500 American businesses because I think that that ought to be publicly known. It was done not because I believe that it does not lie within the power of these countries to impose a boycott if they choose. We have imposed boycotts ourselves when we thought them to be in our national interest. But rather because I think a full revelation of this boycott and an understanding of what it is will assist us in avoiding any action that would give aid or comfort to the boycott, since it does contravene basic values that we hold as a people. And I thought that the disclosure of the blacklist would also put businesses on public notice of what is going on, and thus would help in firming up their resolve not to be victimized by the boycott. Now, of course, that has to be left to the businesses themselves, but I think that an airing of this thing is long overdue. It's been known about and rumored and gossiped about for a long time, but it's time to get it out in the open so that everybody will know the nature of the boycott and they can take their own defenses against it.
You held, not long ago, extensive hearings on the oil industry. What are your views on the president's fee program to limit oil imports?
How long does this program go on?
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes, well. That's a question that I can't answer in a hurry, but I'll do my very best to abbreviate an answer. The president's program, it seems to me, just won't work. That's the reason why Congress is having such a time with it. The president calls for the reduction of consumption in this country by 1 million barrels by the end of this year. And he proposes to achieve this by imposing a $3 a barrel tax on all imported oil, and then eliminating the present controls on domestic oil, with the result that 60% of our present oil, which is controlled, will jump from $5.25 a barrel to $11.50. The inflationary impact of adopting the president's proposals is simply enormous. It means that we will continue at the current rate of inflation for the foreseeable future. And it won't, at such a fearful cost, produce the 1 million barrel reduction that the president himself regards as essential. He has been unable to furnish us with any study that shows that by increasing the prices of fuel for all the people, to levels well above the world price, which has been established by the OPEC cartel and has no relationship whatever to the economics of oil, by raising our own price even higher than the monopoly price, we will achieve a million barrel reduction by the end of this year. Indeed, the studies are all to the contrary. The best one that I have seen indicates that even if you raise the price of gasoline as much as 30 cents on the gallon, you would achieve only half a million barrel reduction in the use of gasoline in this country. So the president's program won't work. And the price of it is astonishing, especially coming as it does from an administration which is ostensibly pledged to combating the inflation. So I have proposed, as a substitute to this program, as one senator's contribution to the effort that is now going on among the Democrats to come up with an alternative program, that we take serious conservation measures, that we move on with a crash program for alternative sources to bring down our consumption levels in this country, and as we bring them down, we then reduce the amount of imported oil by establishing a federal purchasing agency that can impose quotas on imports, and then we'll know what we're doing. We can secure the reductions as we move along without delaying recovery and without relying upon a price mechanism that will set off a whole new wave of inflation without giving us any certainty, any reasonable expectation of achieving the reductions that the president himself says are necessary. I have shared with my wife, have been laid aside, of course, because of the pending investigation. And I have said that as chairman of this committee, I could not mix its work or undermine my own authority by undertaking at the same time to engage in any form of presidential politics. Some efforts in my behalf that had started prior to the time that I was appointed to the committee, prior to the time that the committee itself was created, have been called off.